Now on the phone with me is Leslie Wood. Leslie, are you there?
I am.
And welcome to the WGXC Afternoon Show. You're helping to put together the Copaic Spirit of Community Awards tonight, is that correct?
We are.
Can you tell us tell us about it.
Okay, the Copaic Spirit of Community Awards is an effort by, we're the Copaic Economic Advisory Board, which is an actual board as part of the town government, and we work to figure out ways to revitalize Copaic. And there's just been so amazing projects being done in the community that we wanted to recognize many of the people, and so we asked for nominees, people to nominate people to be on our list, and we got many, many nominations. And from those, we then culled them down, and each member of the we talked about each nominee. We thought about what they'd done. We thought about what we wanted to, how we wanted to, what these awards would be, and came up with our own 10, the top 10 sort of our list. And tonight we're going to set them, and the community is going to say thank you to them, and we'll pick the award winner for this year. And it's our first year. And the idea is really to acknowledge the amazing things that are being done and encourage more of it, and sort of just have a way to get together and say, you know, this town is really beginning to move.
And is this something that other communities do, or where did you guys get the idea to put this on?
You know, Karen DePerry has been the champion. Every project the CEAB takes on needs a champion, and Karen has been the champion of this project from the beginning, and it was her idea to find a way to say thank you. And we were talking about different ways that we might say thank you to this amazing community, and she came up with having an award, you know, something like an award, and she's created a newsletter, Copaic Connections, that talks about the great things that are happening in the town, and she's shortly after we launched the newsletter, we then created this award ceremony, and it's just been wonderful, and it's tonight's going to be very exciting. It's our first one, and we have two of the nominees are groups of people, so there's quite a few people being honored here.
Yeah, I wondered if you might go quickly as you can go through the list of the nominees and give us just a little bit about what they're doing in the community to warrant the nominations.
Great. So these are in alphabetical order by first name, which is the way we chose to do them. So the first nominee is Alice Belt, and Alice Belt has a very long history of supporting the town. She's brought flowers into so many different areas of the town. She started Copaic Flowers years ago. She has a community garden, but she's also been very supportive of the United Methodist Church. She created a Church House Chow, which is a community dinner that's held every Tuesday night. And just enormous acts of charity. She recently donated a plot of land to the town that has a pond in it, so we have a fire pond right in the downtown. So she's been at all kinds of wonderful things she's done. The next person is Bob Sachs, and he's also well known for lots of volunteer activity. He serves on our town board, although I have to say that we decided that any job that you got paid for wasn't something that you would be qualified to win this award on. So it's not his politics that he's winning this award on. He voluntarily tends the community garden at Taconic Shores. And probably the most, he's a volunteer firefighter, but the most notable contribution he's made to the town is been in his newsletter, an email newsletter called Copaic Chronicles, that has over 1,200 subscribers. So weekly, every week, he sends out a free newsletter, and it includes, you know, anybody can advertise from the town, and there's lots of local news, and lots of people submit articles, and it's really brought us closer together as a town, because we lost our local newspaper. Then the next is the Comprehensive Planning Committee, and the Comprehensive Planning Committee is a group, I think there are nine of them, And they undertook to create a comprehensive plan for the town. And unlike anywhere else that we've seen, they really listened to every single faction of the community. They went out, they held meetings, I don't know, over 50, 90 meetings were held over a span of 3 years. And they listened to every section of the town for their concerns, their interests, and created really a unified vision of the future. We've had lots of meetings, and it's just been ratified and put in place. And their work has really been outstanding. So they're... The members of the Comprehensive Planning Committee are Charles Dodson, Dan Hass, Frank Peteroy, George Beneke, Harvey Weber, Jeannie Mettler, and she's the chair of this committee, Marsha Becker, Roberta Roll, Russ Davis, and Bill Kiernan, Jr. So quite a large group of people that really have made a difference. Next is the Copaic United Methodist Church Women, and... They've done all kinds of things over many, many years. They manage a bargain shop. They've also done this amazing church house chow, which is Tuesday evenings. It's a soup kitchen, but everybody's welcome. And it's really a place where good food, camaraderie, has attracted lots of friends and neighbors. And we often get 50 people each week. And it's a place where lots of people have come, and you know, they get to go out and see each other. It's a really community event. But they've actually put hard work into many aspects of this community, and so they're now celebrating their 50th anniversary. So kind of cool that they are included.
I've got the names in front of me. Do you want to read them? I'd just like to give them all credit while we're giving out credit right now.
It's Alice Belt, Barbara Gobelow, Betsy McNulty, Bernice Bussett, Connie Neer, Flora Berquist, she's the president, Jane Miller, Louisa Blank, Reverend J. June Lee, Sungja Lee, his wife, and Terry Proper. And then the next is Gary Reinhardt, and Gary and his wife Kathy have recently opened up the Copaic Camping Resort. And that's a KOA campground in Copaic. And they have really done an amazing job. They've taken what was sort of for want of a better word, a dump of a campground. And they have made it an elegant, beautiful place and really renovated it beautifully. They've put in a small store there, which they allow people who are not part of the campgrounds to use. And they've gone out of their way to support and build a local business. They often have bake sales for the local church. They raise funds for Susan G. Conan Breast Cancer Walk, all kinds of activities that are related to the town, really being great citizens. And they've brought this new economic vitality to that section of West Copaic. It's been wonderful. And then the next person is Ingrid Kane. And Ingrid... she really gives her all to improve. She's an amazing people person. She reaches out to her neighbors and is a collaborator and a helper, and she just gives to so many areas. She was fundamental in helping raise funds for the recent clock renovation, but she has a very, very long history of being a caregiver at Camp Hill Village. Camp Hill is a vital part of Copaic community. It's a home for disabled people who live their whole lives there. So she's lived there and worked there, and now, you know, on and off there. She currently lives in the center of town, and she's just been committed and dedicated to raising funds for our church, for the clock, to having bake sales. Just amazing amount of effort, and really with this a caring touch and a wonderful spirit. She really has this ability to bring people together behind any whatever she's doing. Jane Peck is a longtime resident of lifetime resident of Copaic. She lives in Copaic Falls, and she just took on many, many things. About 4 or 5 years ago, she became the, she was the founding president of the Friends of Taconic State Park. So in Copaig, we have the Taconic State Park, and she was the founding president of our Friends Group, which is the fastest growing Friends Group that the state park system has ever had. And it's I happen to be a member of that organization as well, and we've raised more enormous amounts of money towards building a, well, we're attempting to raise enormous, but we're almost there. We've raised quite a bit of money to build a create this historic district. So we're building a cover to the iron ore furnace. This is a, an area in Copaig Falls that was used to make iron ore, and they made plows and cannonball, all kinds of things at the iron ore smelting area. And so Jane was the founding president. She's also been a member of the Historical Society, and she's contributed in a zillion ways all around the community, been very instrumental in Copaig Falls Day and all kinds of aspects of Copaig Falls. So really excellent. She's been amazing. John Urban is another businessman in our community. He bought the country club in on Copaig Lake and has created the Copaig Country Club. And he's hired local people and kept people working during three tough years. He restored and rebuilt the restaurant and the country club, and it's the restaurant is The Greens, and he's done a great job. We all love going. It's amazing to have a great restaurant in town that you can go to year-round, and he gives very generously to lots of community causes. So we're really thrilled that John has done such a great job in building a business and having a vision for the future and really supporting the lake and all of the town of Copaig. And then we have Roberta Roll. Roberta Roll is a resident of Copaig for like 20 years, and she's really been a force in the physical health and well-being of our community. She writes a health column in our Copaig Chronicles, and she's one of the members of the Comprehensive Planning Committee. She volunteers at Taconic Hills and teaches yoga, and does all kinds of what she gives massages at Copaig Community Day and things like that. But probably the most amazing contribution and the reason she's up for this award is that she organized the Copaig Farmers Market, which has been an amazing success. It's every it's the first and third Saturdays of the month. I hope I got that right. Yes. First and third Saturdays of the month in the summer, and we have amazing organic, wonderful food that's all local, and it's just turned the downtown Copaig into a place where people want to come, they want to visit, they want to, you know, you see lots of people coming to get great bread or fresh jams and homemade cakes and pastries, and then, of course, lots of greens and vegetables and some cheese and honey and plants, and it's a wonderful shopper farmers market, and really revitalizes the center of our town on Saturday mornings.
And we're talking to Leslie Wood from who is helping organize the Copaig Spirit of Community Awards tonight. That's what you're talking about.
Yes, and I'm sorry, I'm going on.
No, we just want to, in case there's new listeners coming in, we don't want to tell them what's going on.
Yep.
Can you tell everybody again the details about tonight's event?
Can I do the last person on the list and then, or you want me to do the details?
Oh, no, go the last person on the list first, yes, I'm sorry.
Well, you have just one last person. So the last person is Russ Davis, and he's also a local businessman who is a pharmacist and runs the pharmacy at Copaig Pharmacy. And he's sort of where you can go for any local news. You know, you go into the pharmacy, and he knows what's going on. And he has, as long as I've been in town, which is 25 years, he has maintained the center of the town. The clock, there's a clock, and he has made sure the gardens look good, and he's put Christmas trees up, and he's done amazing things, supported the sports teams, and just been, he's on the Comprehensive Planning Committee and does amazing things. But the revitalizing this clock, it was last fall, he decided that it was really, it was really in deep need of repair, and he spearheaded us raising $43,000 to renovate the clock. And the town came together, and in a few short months, we raised that much money, which is really remarkable. And the clock was taken down. It was repaired. It's been brought back. It's beautiful. It has all new innards. And he's just, it was a fantastic sort of beacon in the center of our town to shine towards what the future could be. So those are the people. And tonight's the ceremony. And it's at the Copaig Grange Hall, which is just off of where the clock is in the center of town on Empire Road. So the reception starts at 7 p.m. and the awards will be at 7:30, and everybody's welcome. We're going to hand out awards, and there'll be, you know, nibbles and, you know, light refreshments. But we're really hoping that the entire town turns out to celebrate these amazing volunteers.
And should people go to, where should people go if they want some more information?
Well, let's see. For more information, I think this is posted on copaig.org, which is our town website. It's also posted in Facebook on Copaig Connections, which is part of our Facebook community. If you look up Copaig Connections, I'm not sure.
I'm looking at copaigconnection.org, and there's information
okay.
there too.
Yes.
So there's plenty of places. If you do a Google search, you'll come up with something, it looks like.
Copaig Spirit of Community Award will definitely get you.
And if you get to downtown Copaig and you can see the clock, then you're very, very close.
You're very close. it's one house off of the off of the center of town, and there will be cars parked all over the place, and I'm sure anybody can point you in the direction of the Grange. And It's really great that we're having this at the Grange, because the Grange is another element of Copaig that we're working to reestablish as a vital center of the town.
All right, and can you send us an email maybe tonight when the winner is announced, and then maybe we see if we can get the winner on tomorrow or Friday on the air and talk to them?
Excellent. I would be happy to.
Great.
So nice of you, Tom, to let us come on and tell you our great news.
Well, that's what the community radio station is for, the community to share what's going on. So you guys are what's going on tonight in Copaig.
Yes. Thank you so much.
All right, Leslie, thanks for calling in, and have fun tonight.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.